died at the foot of the stake. If you need help with how to cook a filet mignon, you can go to the internet. Thank you once again for joining me, and be sure to stay tuned for the Wiggle Room. And I will see you next week. Next week. Next week. This has been Mel Brown, D3 Organ Group out of Portland, Oregon. A shining star out of this little city in the Pacific Northwest.
Some bottom, so that the dancer that just won't hide.
impossible for even a cyborg to nail exactly 2 hours of music. But I was close. Goodbye.
I couldn't even remember the word.
Oh, yes. I never felt this turned on before. Ooh.
On 97.9, The Loop.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in.
Oh,
wind up your radio. I'm Dr. Demento with mad music and crazy comedy from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
How? Greetings, Earthlings. Tis I, Mark Time again, with another of my Wiggle Room shows, this for June of 2025. Hoo-hoo. Well, last week, Dono let me know that Dr. Demento was retiring from the radio biz after all these years. Although it's been a while since he's actually had the syndicated nationwide radio show. I don't know where he was actually airing. It certainly wasn't in Los Angeles. Even though that's where he started his show back in the 60s or 70s, I'm not sure when, but I was first aware of Dr. Demento when WSDM in Chicago needed a program to replace National Lampoon Radio Hour on Sunday night, when that show went away around 1973 or 74, if I'm trying to remember for sure, but... So they started playing this guy with wacky novelty records. It took me a couple of weeks to get into it because I was missing my National Lampoon. But once I got into it, hey, it is cool. And that station, as WSDM and then as WLUP, actually had that show until at least the mid-2000s. So they had it a long time. But as the syndicated show went away, he went away. But then, yeah, Dr. Demento was also on locally in Los Angeles for years on KMET, I think in the 70s into the early 80s, and then later on KLSX. Well, until they gave up on rock. I'm not sure if he was on any local stations as doing the local show after that, but here's one of his local shows. This was from October of 2000. Let me get into it because it's going to take up most of the hour. So, yeah, enjoy.
On KMET Los Angeles.
Step on the brake. Break your mama's back.
Cats Whip It with Devo. And I have a letter here on the Dr. Demento Show from Ohio, a wonderful place and a state of mind long associated with de-evolution. And it says, Dear Dr. Demento, I am a rad skateboarder from Columbus, Ohio, and since I started skating, I've learned to crave new wave, especially the music of Devo. And since I love your show, the greatest thing in the world would be an interview with the Spud Boys themselves, signed a demented skater from Apple Skate Park, Marty Weil. Well, Marty, you got your wish, because here with us under the smogberry trees is the infantile spirit of de-evolution, Boogie Boy. Welcome to Dementia, Boogie Boy.
Salutations, beautiful mutants.
Thank you. And that song, Whip It, that is certainly one of the most popular songs in the land of dementia as well as the rest of the world these days. What does that song mean to you, Boogie Boy?
Well, Whip It is one that everybody kind of gets their own meaning out of. I thought it was just kind of like a song of moral uplift, of people coming together and getting rid of their problems.
We sure need a lot more of those.
Do tell, Doctor.
Yes, indeed. And you brought a lot of very unusual records. I mean, even some records that I've never seen before.
Oh, good.
And we brought a little phonograph for you to play them on for us, too.
Oh, okay.
So, Boogie Boy, you get to be a disc jockey.
That sounds like fun, Doctor.
Okay, you want to play us a record?
Let's go.
Okay. What's this first one going to be?
This one's by a guy from Germany named Holger Hiller.
All right. What's the name of this one?
This one's called Morgan Latte.
That sure was pleasant there. Boogie Boy, that was beautiful. You found that record in Germany, huh?
Yeah, this guy Holger, he does a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds a little like Devo in a way.
Oh, you know, it's those corkscrews going on in the brain. Similar.
You spend a lot of time in Germany, huh?
Yeah, we go all over the planet.
And you've been to France, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because this looks like a French record that you have ready for us here.
Yeah, a lot of these songs are off of either tapes or records that kids gave me when we were touring. And most of them never really ever made it, you know, out in public, you know, out in the light of day. But this one's by some real interesting little kids. They were about this big. I like music by little people. And they thought they were Japanese, but they're French kids. And this song's called Toco Boys. I don't know who did it, but they're from France. I don't really know who, because they spoke French and I didn't speak French. I spoke English, and so there's nothing written on the label or anything. Somebody wrote with a pencil, Toe Cowboys.
Well, that sure is an interesting record there. You sure have advanced tastes for a little baby there, Boogie Boy.
Well, every time I listen to that one, it makes my point get hot, so I figured I'd bring it along.
Well, I guess hanging around with those Spud Boys, you do get to have rather advanced tastes in music.
Yeah, those guys, they get to a lot of different places.
And speaking of Devo, I see their name on this next little piece of tape here.
Well, this one, some people think it's the Quivering Cocoa Butts, and some think it's Devo, and I'm not really sure, but this is just obviously some basement tape. It's called Coal Mine.
Devolving in a coal mine on the Dr. Demento Show, that rare tape from the collection of Boogie Boy, who's here with us under the smogberry trees.
Hi, Doctor.
That was beautiful. Love that soul music, Boogie Boy. What else do you have for us from your record collection?
Here's one from Japan, from a band called The Plastics. This is a song called Copy.
Okay.
They sing in English.
Yeah.
Plastics with Copy on the Dr. Demento Show from Boogie Boys Record Collection, and we're here with the infantile spirit of de-evolution. Were there some babies singing on that record, Boogie Boy, like you?
Nope, they're just real little people. I think the biggest one weighed about 86 pounds. They were pretty nice. Toshi, the singer, he took me for a ride on his motorbike all over Tokyo once.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Only 86 pounds.
Yeah.
They don't eat enough potatoes over there.
No potatoes.
Dr. Demento, every single Sunday,
thank you, Barnes & Barnes, for your music there. I'm Dr. Demento, and we're under the smogberry trees with the infantile spirit of de-evolution, Boogie Boy, who's playing us some wondrously devolved records and tapes from his personal playpen collection. Boogie Boy, what's next?
Well, Doctor, I'll tell you. This is one that I really like. This is an old one by Devo that never got on an official record. This one, it's been bootlegged a couple times, but I liked it enough I thought we should use it. It was written in a time when Devo used to do things to me. I don't know if you ever saw any of our movies, but this was when I had to spend 6 weeks in a brown rubber bag on a playpen and down in the rehearsal area. And this song I heard maybe 400 times or so during that 6 weeks, and I came to love it. It's called I'm a Potato, and I'm So Hip.
I'm a Potato, rare music from Devo on the Dr. Demento Show, where we're here with Boogie Boy. Do you ever get mad at those guys because they keep you in that playpen and they only let you sing at the end of the show and all that?
Yeah, they do tricks to me all the time.
Like what?
Well, they tricked me into going in the toaster for my toast, and they left it plugged in. They talked me into putting my head underneath a tire press once.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened to you?
It flattened my head. It was only this wide for a long time.
That must have hurt because it only looks like an inch wide there.
That was only about an inch wide.
Tell me one thing about the fellows in Devo. Do they ever smoke?
Oh, no.
They never smoke at all?
They smoke nothing.
Well, if they did smoke, I think we know the kind of cigarette that they would smoke.
If a cold has taken the edge off your smoking enjoyment, you want Spud. The mentholated cigarettes that keep your mouth fresh as a daisy, your head clear as a bell. Spuds are gently mentholated. So remember, when you want a refreshing change from your regular smoke or a soothing menthol cigarette to comfort a cold, freshen up with Spuds. Spuds keep your mouth fresh as a daisy, your head clear as a bell.
Well, the music of Devo is certainly clear as a bell.
Spud cigarettes. Who would have imagined, huh?
I don't think they make those anymore, and it's too bad.
I think anybody who smokes them are spuds anyhow.
Well, it's much better than tobacco, I suppose, smoking potatoes.
Yeah.
You got another record from your collection, right?
Yeah, I got another one here for you. This one is called Kitchen Motor. Someone said you played this before.
Yeah, they're from Philadelphia, I believe, the name of this group.
Boy, that makes me feel better to know they're from somewhere.
Oh, this is the Crash Course in Science, right?
Yeah.
Okay, with Kitchen Motors on the Dr. Demento Show.
I need my motors. I need my kitchen motors. I wait every day for the salesman to come around. He brings
Crash Course in Science with Kitchen Motors from Boogie Boy's own private tape stash there on the Dr. Demento Show. That one is out on a record, but a very nice choice there, Boogie Boy. And he has done the most amazing things here under the smogberry trees while that was playing. I mean, he took our television set and our lamp and was swinging them wildly all about his playpen. Steve-O has really done some amazing things to the way that we move and live and breathe, hasn't it, Boogie Boy?
Yes, it makes you get stiff.
Boogie Boy, tell us the story of that wonderful song, The Words Get Stuck in My Throat.
Well, I'll tell you, Doctor. This song wasn't really written by Devo altogether. The kind of inspiration for it came from a movie called War of the Gargantuans that starred Russ Tamblyn. Had a good gargantuan and a bad one, a brown one and a green one. And the bad one would go around eating Japanese people, and the good one would try and stop him. And at one part of the movie, there's this girl in this Japanese nightclub, and she's singing this song, and right at the end, the bad gargantuan eats her. I used to stay at this daycare center where they put my playpen right in front of the TV, and I had to watch it all day. And so that's where I saw the movie, and, kind of mutated it from there. It's never been on an album, this song, Words Get Stuck, But it was on a videotape from when we did it in the Budokan last year. And that might come out someday if the lawyers ever quit fighting.
And here it is on the Dr. Demento Show.
My lips could only say the pretty words that I feel in my heart. If my voice could make the sound, I would tell you how I love you and we'd never be apart. But with just one look into your face, my mind starts to drift right into space. And the word gets stuck in my throat. Microphone inside of my heart, I would turn the power on. It would amplify my love for you and swear to always love you and you'd never be gone. But with just one look into your eyes, I become excited and it's no surprise that the word gets stuck in my throat. Get all because the word gets stuck in my throat. The word gets stuck in my throat. The word gets stuck in my throat.
He's got her in his mouth right now. He's chewing her up. It's real horrible. Oh, God. There she goes. He just ate her.
No. No. No.
That's her friend.
No. No. Turn on the lights. Somebody turn on the lights.
And now we know the story behind one of my all-time favorite Devo songs, Boogie Boy's specialty, The Words Get Stuck in My Throat.
Yeah, that's a good fun tape. I'll tell you something about that. You know, if you just leave it right to the section where the people start screaming, that was a good one. I just turned my tape recorder on high and set it on pause. And every time our flight was about ready to take off on this tour, you just get so right when the wheels were about to leave the runway, you hit the button. And when everybody starts screaming, the stewardesses throw everything. It's funny.
Things to enliven the plane on these Devo cross-country tours, right?
Yeah.
We're here under the smogberry trees with Boogie Boy, the infantile spirit of de-evolution.
It'll be to heaven, 94.7 KMET, Tweedledee.
We're here under the smogberry trees with Boogie Boy, the infantile spirit of de-evolution. And Boogie Boy has brought us some of his private record and tape stash that he's collected in his travels by playpen all over the world with Devo. Let's have another one, Boogie Boy. Be a disc jockey.
Okay, all you groovy spuds and spudettes, here's one you can really wiggle your pudenda to. This is one that David Bowie ripped off and used it in the middle of an Iggy Pop song. It's by a German band called Neu.
We'll be right back.
And that is Noi, as in N-E-U, on the Dr. Demento Show, a record from Boogie Boy's private stash. I'll let you in on a secret. Boogie Boy does his calisthenics to that song. He was just doing them for us right here under the smogberry trees.
Yeah, kind of makes you want to get up and march, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed it does. March into de-evolution there. Devolve in march time there.
I got another one here I think you'll like, too.
Okay, where's this one from, Boogie Boy?
This one's from a band from London. They don't ever play anywhere. They just kind of play in their bedroom or living room or something.
Well, you watch and from your playpen, right?
Yeah, and it's a funny band because nobody in the band weighs less than 250 pounds.
So this is the complete opposite of that Japanese band where they all weigh under 90. So.
Yeah, these guys are all fatties.
And what's their name?
This is Tagmemics.
Uh-huh, and the name of the song?
This one's called Take Your Brain Out for a Walk.
Take Your Brain Out for a Walk by the Tagmemics on the Dr. Demento Show. Okay, do they ever use your head for a golf ball, Boogie Boy?
Dartboard.
A dartboard. All the trials and tribulations and tortures that this poor little infant has to endure as Devo hauls him all over the world in his playpen, and yet he gets up and sings at the end of each set.
It's my genetic imperative.
Oh, yes.
But I do what I must.
But we're letting Boogie Boy free. We're letting Boogie Boy play his own records now from his own private stash. And what's next, Boogie Boy?
This is one by another German band. They're kind of like the German version of The Residents. This band's called Der Plan, and the name of the song's Adrenaline.
Adrenaline.
Oh,
plan with adrenaline. Well, since we're nominating the residents for presidents on the Dementia Party, maybe Der Plan can get in as the Chancellor of Deutschland. Hey, what do you think there, Boogie Boy?
They got my vote.
All right. We're here with Boogie Boy, the infantile spirit of devolution, playing records from his private playpen. What do we have next here?
This here's from the therapy lab of an orphanage in Cologne, Germany. Five boys wrote this song. It's called Happy to Be Together. We don't have headaches anymore.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? That's a Boogie Boy's choice here on the Dr. Demento Show. What were they talking about, Boogie Boy?
On that one, he said, everything in Germany is dead, that there's no more creative energy.
Old Luschenberg had a gal way down in Tennessee.
Now she told Lucian all about evolution. She was sitting down on his knee. Well, one fine day, she got gay and started stepping out. Then old Lucian started a revolution. The neighbors all could hear him shout.
What do you say, Kurt?
He said, evolution, mama. Evolution, mama. Don't you make a monkey out of me. Well, evolution, mama. Don't you think you got me up a tree? Why, I remember the time you had me nice and tame. I was eating right out of your hand. Now, some fine day, I'm gonna take that aim and knock that peanut whistle right off your stand. Evolution, mama, listen what I get you told. Cause what I'm gonna tell you is gonna make your blood run cold.
Of a poet.
Well, ain't half man and I ain't half beast, but I can do you more good than this here store-bought yeast. Well, evolution, mama, don't you make a monkey out of me.
Evolution Mama, some vintage evolution and de-evolution music on the Dr. Demento Show. And Boogie Boy, what do you think of that one?
Sounds like that Spud Man was having problems with his subhuman woman.
I guess so. Music's changed a little bit since then, hasn't it, too?
Yeah, but people still believe in evolution. It's too bad.
It's too bad, eh? You prefer de-evolution.
Well, Do you really
prefer de-evolution, or is it just that's your theory of what's happening, whether you can help it or not?
No, that's not a theory. That's just the facts.
What leads you to believe that that's the facts?
I read the newspaper every day. Look what's going on in this planet. It's pretty scary.
You say that we're going backwards, that actually the world was a better place to live like 20, 30 years ago?
Not backwards. Down.
Down.
Devolving. Things falling apart. Corkscrews in the brain.
At what point did we reach our peak, then? At what point did we stop evolving and start devolving?
From the beginning.
From the beginning?
It's all been de-evolution.
From the
first amoeba?
It's been unwinding, so it was all wound up first?
It's the second law of thermodynamics.
Would you prefer to have been around there at the very beginning rather than today?
No, I'm more interested in being around at the end.
Okay. And speaking of the end and the future, what's coming up next for those guys who haul you around in playpens and play all these songs like Whip It and Freedom of Choice and things like that?
Well, they'll be carrying the word of de-evolution around the planet. A lot of more musical calisthenics, keep people stiff and rigid in a crazy world.
Think they might be making any movies?
Oh, yeah. We got plans, you know.
You got plans, for more movies?
Yeah, I got me a little projector, and Bob Two's got himself a screen. Jerry's got a beret. We're ready.
So you're all making your own movies, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Devo's movies have certainly been a very interesting part of life in the 70s and will continue to be so in the 80s. How many of them are there now?
Too many to count, Doctor.
Okay.
But not enough.
All right. Well, there's never enough great music like Devo makes, and we've got another very rare and, to my ears, extremely demented piece of Devo music here. So, Boogie Boy, why don't you give us an introduction to this one?
Now, this song here was recorded by the Cumberbuns from Rio de Janeiro, and it's called Softcore Mutations.
That it
Now, that is devolved.
That's a beautiful tune, isn't it?
That's the way I feel after about 9 smogberry martinis listening to that one.
Do tell! Enough said!
All right. Boogie Boy, it's been great having you here on the Dr. Demento Show with some wondrous tapes and discs from your private collection acquired all over the world. Hope to do it again soon.
Okay, Doctor. And all you people out there, remember, we're in the middle of World War III. It's not nuclear bombs you must fear, but the human mind, or lack of it, on this planet. So may we all meet again on the other side of the big blast for one last reunion.
Stay demented, Boogie Boy.
A.M.E.T. Los Angeles.
Well, hope that was engaging. Let's see, what else? Oh, I've got a little, this is actually a radio advertisement from... I think this was KLRB in the Monterey Bay area in 1982. Oddly enough, I was on a Greyhound bus on my way from San Francisco to Los Angeles when I recorded this.
Greetings, beautiful mutants. Tis I, Neutron, with news for you of a great event.
Devo, Devo.
Polish your energy dome and shine your sweat ring. It's Devo in concert. Subhumans, beware. The boys are back to challenge your reality.
That's good. Devo, Devo.
See Devo live in concert at the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium Wednesday night, December 29th.
Working in a home, I hope about to slip down.
So peekaboo and see what they do. Devo in concert will lift you to new heights of devolution.
Devo, Devo.
Tickets available at all Bass and Ticketron outlets.
Okay, well... hope you enjoyed, and look forward to talking back at you next time. Bye for now. Bye.
Guests of our show have this sneaking suspicion that they're last-minute replacements. See, we tried to get Meryl Streep, but there was this big mix-up with her agent, and I really don't want to get into it. Let me just say this. She'll never work in this town again.
I was born, that's ringing them howling. We're talking about the life of a human being, how to live.
I moved it how?
they found me howling at your door. I'm the wolf that howled, baby. They found me howling at your door. And if you give me what I want, I won't lay around and howl no more. I'm the wolf gonna howl, baby, for you when your feet is in the snow. I'm the wolf gonna howl for you when your feet is in the snow. Soon you got shoes on your feet, you didn't want the wolf round no more. I howl at midnight, and you know I howl just for day. What you mean by howling, man? You know I howl at midnight, I howl in full day. But how lonesome, don't drive the poor wolf away. What you mean? I mean, I come to the house this morning and knocked on the door. She told me to get away. Well, I was broke when I was born. That's where you get them howling. We're talking about the life of a human being, how they live. She didn't want me no more. She got shoes on her feet now. She said, if God forgive me, I won't lay there and howl no more. If God forgive me, I won't lay around and howl no more. Cause I've been mistreated, and you done drove me from your door.
Did you work as a one-man band ever? Did you go out?
Yes, I went out in the street and sung as a one-man band. I had my arm around my neck like Jimmy Reed, and I had me some kind of horn on my knee, you know, had my guitar, you know.
When did you first move up north?
Oh, I came up here in 52.
And you worked at a radio station?
Yes, in West Memphis. I was a planner's disc jockey, you know, speak about there. Oh, plow tools and cows and grain and
really?
Stuff like that, yeah. Wasn't like the big station over in Memphis, you know, they spoke about a lot of merchandise, but I spoke about a lot of plow tools.
It was like a rural station.
Yeah. See, for the real people, I spoke about the plow tools and the hay and the corn and stuff. So I come to be good, and then the people wanted me to take in some of the shopping, yeah. Broadcast, you know. I'm gonna howl to you, baby. I won't stand up by your side. I wanna howl to you, baby. I wanna stand up by your side. When you begin to get trouble, I wanna make you satisfied. Baby, I'm the wolf. I'm the wolf. What is the blues? I hear a lot of people saying the blues, but I'm gonna tell you what the blues is. When you ain't got no money, you got the blues. when you ain't got no money to pay your house rent, you still got the blues. A lot of people holler about, I don't like no blues, but when you ain't got no money and can't pay your house rent and can't buy you no food, you damn sure got the blues. If you ain't got no money, you got the blues, cause you're thinking evil. That's right. Anytime you're thinking evil, you're thinking about the blues.
You are listening to...